listener production.
It's Friday. Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
I like to call him Mr. Happy.
Happy, happy, joy,
happy days.
We dance, we kiss, we schmooze, we carry on, we go home happy. What do you say?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Alex asking, have you been watching any Farmer Wants a Wife?
No, never got into that one. I preferred Average Joe, which was just regular-looking dudes trying to woo the heart of quite an attractive, conventionally attractive lady. That was the best dating show of all time.
Man, I always say I'm not going to watch these things, and then I end up watching these things.
Hey, that's actually not a bad name for a home internet network.
What?
Farmer Wants a Wi-Fi.
Oh, that is one I haven't seen yet.
Go for it, people. Let it have it. Put it wherever you want. Get your chuckles from your apartment neighbours. I would like you to do that, please.
Oh, what a generous way to start this Friday. It is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We are going to be diving in. It's going to be a fun one. We might even be able to predict your future.
Ooh, all right. Be very interested to see what you've got coming up in your life recently. We've also got a Matt and Alex mailbag. It's tons of stuff going on. Let's jump on into it. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
And now it's time for Matt and Alex horoscopes.
Aries, it's time to do that thing you've been wanting to do for a long time. Unless that thing you've been wanting to do is list a property with a price guide that you know damn well is $200,000 under what you're actually expecting. Don't start doing that for the love of Realty God. You crumb.
Taurus. You'll start a new hip-hop project that will resurrect the early 2000s trend of seeking success by making thinly veiled sexual innuendos around everyday products. Blow my whistle. Take you to the candy shop, let you lick the lollipop. Unfortunately, your debut single, Strangle My Sea Cucumber, struggles to make an impact on the charts. Nor does its follow-up track, Invade My National Heritage Listed Wetlands, with your alternifratha Phyllorexores, commonly referred to as alligator weed. You crop.
Gemini, love is on the horizon. Or is it another cruise ship teeming with gastro and COVID? It's probably the cruise ship. Happy holidays.
Cancer. Your partner will ask why your nose sounds blocked. You blame it on the booger.
Leo. You will see hope and willpower working beautifully together this week. But that's because your neighbours, Hope and William Power, have left their blinds open while they make love on their lounge room floor. Stop looking, you crumb.
Can't finish everyone like that.
Watch me.
Virgo, you will play your first gig with your new rock band, Born to be Bad, this week, and will get your very first review in Pitchfork magazine. Yes! You yell to your bass player, Donatello. They said it was a raw performance. It's only when you read further you realise they mean raw like raw chicken and it made everyone in the audience sick. More like born to be sad.
Libra. Money is on your mind this week as a work incident causes you to let hundreds of thousands of dollars slip through your fingers. Literally. You breed racehorses.
Like collecting them.
I think I know what you mean.
Anyway.
Scorpio. You'll go for a walk and find a cool little cave. Heading inside, you realise it's actually the den of a gigantic lion. And it roars, chasing you out, barely missing you with its sharp claws. It's only when you're outside panting you realise your legionnaire's hat has fallen off and is still inside the lion's den. I better pop back and get that, you say. Topical.
Sagittarius. You will be faced with an impossible decision, but with Mercury in retrograde, you back yourself wholeheartedly and make the tough choice alone. When you get home, your partner will ask, "Why did you buy smooth peanut butter? I've only ever eaten crunchy peanut butter. You should know that. We've been together for 10 years. When you try to blame Mercury, they pack their bags and leave. You should have known. Nothing in this marriage is smooth.
Capricorn. Remember, life is about perspective. For example, in the Goldberg residence, every pillow is a whoopee cushion.
Aquarius. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. But that's because you keep throwing apples at your doctor. Stop doing that, you crumb.
Pisces. You will wake up from a dream extremely happy, as there, in your slumber, you will have thought of an awesome horoscope. You lean over in the darkness and grab your phone, writing it down in the notes section. Yes, you think, that whoopee cushion joke will kill. I literally dreamt it.
And that was horoscopes.
That was smashing.
Did you ever move house or city when you were growing up, Alex Dyson?
I moved when I turned 18.
Okay, but you didn't have to move while you were at school. The whole family didn't up and go somewhere.
No, we stayed at the same house in Warrnambool for a very long time. Still there, still ticking along.
Yeah.
Still got the old bedroom there. I was back in it the other day, found some pretty good CDs from back in the day, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to bloody bust these out.
What you got?
Big Scary Not Art. I did find an old, it was my sister's, had a CD single of Bon Jovi's It's My Life amongst the amongst it. But other than that, it was sort of Triple J bands. There was a Broken Bells album, The Holidays, Last Dinosaurs, great Brizzy band.
Good jam. Bron, did you ever move house when you were growing up?
No, my parents are still in the same childhood house that I had.
Do you still have your room?
Yes.
Posters?
And it is literally like a time capsule.
Yeah, what are your posters?
I used to have posters that were all on the roof.
Yeah.
And then I had to take it down when I moved out. But now there's just a whole bunch of, because I didn't use blue tack, because I started using blue tack, but then posters kept falling on my face when I was sleeping. It was terrifying.
Oh, my God.
So then I had to use thumbtacks.
Wake up and there's paint lens, get off me.
Literally. And then I had to use thumbtacks.
In the roof.
In the roof. And then now there's all holes in the roof and they ask me all the time, like, you need to fix this.
I know, right? Parents are always getting at you about that.
My dad just started carting my old things to my current house. Just like, he wouldn't even tell me. I'd just look in the cupboard and I'm like, what are all these old Triple J magazines doing in here?
Well, they keep asking me to, like, pick stuff because I left, like, basically a lot of stuff.
Mm.
And they keep wanting me to go there and clean it all out, but I just haven't in...
Of course they do. That's the tale as old as time. Every visit to a parent's house involves them saying, hey, can you take this stuff away with you? We don't want it anymore. And you saying, I don't want it either, but I don't want you to get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't want it in the bin, but I don't want it clogging the current storage in my house.
I moved out of, I semi-moved out of a house growing up because my mum and dad got divorced and then... So I was splitting time just like two suburbs apart. So it was almost exactly the same. I was still going to the same school. I was still going to, you know, both houses actually every afternoon.
Well, that's double the storage.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the good thing about it. I'm sure you're very happy as a child having that.
So, mate, you know, it was great. Two places to play the Sega Saturn. But the reason why I bring it up is because Bluey, the new episode, have you seen it? Have you watched much Bluey Daiso?
Haven't over the years. I've managed to see a couple of episodes. I've slipped into the consciousness.
A few have shown up on TikTok for me.
Bro, they're so good.
Yeah, and I end up just accidentally watching full episodes. They're really good.
Oh, it is so, 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 so good. I feel very lucky that I've grown up in the time of Bluey. To be able to watch it. The new one, The Sign, came out, goes to 28 minutes, the normal seven. Yeah.
Geez, four times as long.
Yeah, and that's not long enough, Daiso. I could have watched it for bloody 28 hours.
Damn.
It's about them trying to sell the house because they're moving to a different city because Bandit's got a new job and they're sort of uprooting the whole family, you know, to chase the money, but then no one wants to go.
Is that the lesson? chase.
Well,
chase
I mean,
the
he's
money.
Literally saying, I'm trying to give them a better life with more money, essentially. That's exactly what it is.
Mm.
So, anyways, it's a really good ride. I mean, you know, there's tears. There's a lot of people were crying after watching this. So you could see it all on these socials and interwebs, etc. But it made me think, what unexpected TV shows made you cry? Alex Dyson.
Remember one time, I got no excuse for this. It was 2016, and it happened. It was like midday TV. You know when you're doing breakfast radio, just go home and turn the TV on midday repeat of The Biggest Loser.
You teared up at The Biggest Loser?
Well, yeah, they were like, you know.
Wait, were you watching the show? Watching the show or were you just watching your reflection in the screen? Hey, yo!
Oh, yeah, that's solid. Look, it's solid. What about yourself?
Oh, man, I almost cried at a McDonald's ad the other day. Oh, no. Well, you know, the dad and his daughter and stuff. It changes when you become a parent, man. Like, right. Suddenly I was like, oh, my God, she's going to grow up so fast. Pathetic.
Bron?
Most recently, I think I cried at a Jersey Shore episode.
Oh, how? What happened?
Oh, like a girl had reunited with her dad on the show.
Oh, that is sweet.
But it would have been so many like jump cuts and like zoom ins and like tans.
Yeah, there was a lot of tans. I also forgot that I cried during the Super Bowl halftime show when Turn Down for What started.
No, no.
Ron. What? You teared up when Turn Down for What came on.
I was sobbing.
With who? Were you just by yourself?
I was alone at home watching it.
Oh, my God.
What do you think
Do you have particular memories with this song?
No, I don't think. Maybe at the club. I don't know. I was so upset about it.
Who were the artists singing? It was like Lil Jon.
Lil Jon was there.
Yep.
Because Usher was the guy performing. Him and then Lil Jon came out.
Turn down for what he did.
I mean, Bron. I watched the same performance, okay? Usher, he's incredible. He's got sadder songs. And there was quite a few sad ones in there, like Confessions or Let It Burn. You went with Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
Bron, do you remember the emotion that it triggered?
I think I was just overwhelmed with the performance.
Were you pregnant at this point?
Yes, I was. It was early on in the pregnancy.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I was probably, maybe 6 weeks in.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess same with Matt seeing the little kids on the Macca's ad. You're seeing Lil Jon and you're like, oh, he's so lil. Jon is so lil.
He's going to be Big Jon one day. Oh.
When I first heard this song, he was Lil Jon and now he's Big Jon, you know?
Bacon smells nice. Bacon. So does All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
Uh-oh. Well, it is Friday once again, which means it's time to get the correspondence from you that we haven't been able to get to during the week and give it the love that it deserves by reading it out during the Matt and Alex mailbag.
Yeah, that's right. Kylie got in touch with us with regards to what's been playing in the background during sexy time. Kylie says, I lost my virginity with Hocus Pocus playing in the background. Is that the Bette Midler film?
There is a Bette Midler film. I think Sarah Jessica Parker is in it as well with witches. That would be slightly awkward. Probably even more awkward if she's referring to the song Here's Johnny by the band Hocus Pocus, which goes, Here's Johnny. Bam, 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 bam. Would either be really awkward or freaking awesome.
Chris got in touch with us as well. Same topic, what's been playing in the background during sexy time? Chris says the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Let's just say we got a little wet. Oh, gee, Chris.
Well, let's hope that you didn't catch Sebastian's during that, as they say. Britt, on the topic of what's the most ironic thing you've seen, Britt said, I saw a tow truck towing another tow truck.
Mm-hmm, right.
That'd be a real like glitch in the matrix kind of thing.
Be pretty embarrassing. Although you'd get it, you'd hope to get it pretty quick. You'd know a few people on the road to get that to get a pickup. Melinda says camping neighbors from hell. With regards to that topic, Melinda says, when I was a kid, we used to go camping over Easter every year. One year when I was about 12, we were camped next to a group of guys in their late teens or early 20s. They were up all night drinking, playing music and singing loudly. And I remember my mum asking them a couple of times to keep it down, but they didn't. I thought that was so cool. But my mum was so impressed that early the next morning, she got two frying pans, went over to their tent and banged them as loud as she could. I was so mortified I couldn't even look over at them after that. My mum is still nicknamed Pots and Pans to this day.
That's it, the old morning wake up.
All right, Pots and Pans. Yeah, that's a good one. I love that nickname.
Grace has also sent us a voice message, which you can do by sliding in the Matt and Alex DMs on Instagram. This is regards to a topic all the way from November 2020 when we talked about the cons of having a nice partner.
Hey, Matt, Alex and Bron. It's Grace from Sydney here. I was just dropping a line to wish my sister EJ a very happy wedding day. I thought you guys might be interested because way back in November of 2020, she called in to you guys with the talkback topic of cons of having a nice partner because Luke wanted to FaceTime all the time. Anyway, it turns out that he was really nice, so nice that they have gotten engaged and the wedding's at the end of this month. We love the pod very much, and I hope that we'll crack out some Darude Sandstorm on the D4. See you guys.
Oh, yes, that's so lovely.
Love a Matt and Alex love story.
So good to hear. And if you are popping out a little bit of Darude on the dance floor, I would also recommend some Hocus Pocus. Here's Johnny. Bam, 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 itchy, bam. I wonder if Hocus Pocus will release new music. I mean, we've got to go, but maybe we'll just pause the podcast here, look it up,
and we'll let you know.
Right, here we go. 1 second. And there's nothing. Sorry. There you go, guys.
Bro, I just Googled Hocus Pocus, Here's Johnny. There is one of the top results is a Music Feeds article from 2016 that is all about our rave playlist on Triple J. So,
the last time Hocus Pocus's song Here's Johnny was in the news was when Matt and Alex did a rave tour around Australia. We did talk about it a bit. It's what we opened the show with, was Here's Johnny.
Oh, seriously, I think that's that checks out. I mean, maybe you do your own research, but whoa. Yeah, hey, if anyone here from Hocus Pocus is listening, we love you. Get in touch. We want updates, man.
That's it. And you're welcome to get in touch at any time, matt.and.alex. But we're going to have to leave your correspondence till Monday because we're off for the weekend.
Yeah, and keep in touch with us at Matt. Oh, you just said that. All right, let's.
It's been a long
TGIF,
week.
TGIF, man, I'm already on autopilot. Let's set sail into the sunset. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Hocus Pocus, Matt lost focus.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.